Cecilia gripped the cool porcelain in both hands as she stood on one foot, and with the other hooked the French windows open wide. As she stepped out into the brightness, the rising scent of warmed stone was like a friendly embrace. Two swallows were making passes over the fountain, and a chiff-chaff song was piercing the air from within the sinewy gloom of the giant cedar of Lebanon. The flowers swung in the light breeze, tickling her face as she crossed the terrace and carefully negotiated the three crumbly steps down to the gravel path. Robbie turned suddenly at the sound of her approach.
"I was away in my thoughts," he began to explain.
"Would you roll me one of your Bolshevik cigarettes?" He threw his own cigarette aside, took the tin which lay on his jacket on the lawn, and walked alongside her to the fountain. They were silent for a while.
"Beautiful day," she then said through a sigh.
He was looking at her with amused suspicion. There was something between them, and even she had to acknowledge that a tame remark about the weather sounded perverse.
"How's Clarissa?"
He was looking down at his fingers rolling the tobacco.
"Boring."
"We mustn't say so."
"I wish you'd get on with it."
"She does. And it gets better."
They slowed, then stopped so that he could put the finishing touches to her roll-up. She said,
"I'd rather read Fielding any day."
She felt she had said something stupid,